Yeah, yeah. You got time. Good catch.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust. How you doing, partner?
I'm doing well, buddy.
You know, we're a housing show, and you and I get wrapped up talking football because it was a great Chuck and I both love college football. And you've got a buddy sitting next to you on your couch every Saturday that loves it just as much as you do. I don't.
My wife, if there's a game on, she knows where it is, what channel it's on, what time it starts, who's playing. Yeah, she's a hoot.
So we're sitting here talking college football, and we hear the music going. But we got a great show for you today. We got a busy show for you this Sunday morning.
We do.
We do. At 10:30, we're going to have Mr. Dale King, who is the inspection manager for Foundation Solutions of Michigan, right?
FSM.
Foundation Michigan. Kind of keep everything straight here. Just talking about, we've had a lot of dry weather lately, and when we have this dry weather, you know, people don't realize. You ever have a plant in your front room that you haven't watered for a while?
And my wife has.
Okay, there you go. And you see the dirt just shrink, and if you look at those really closely, you can see a little gap between the pot and the dirt all the way around. It's the same thing that happens to your house when we don't get a lot of rain. That dirt actually dries up and will create a little gap between your house and the dirt, between your basement, your foundation, and the dirt. And then we have a good rain, and what happens? Water pours in there. So now that we're starting to get a little rain, people are starting to notice that, and we're going to have, like I said, Dale King from Foundation
FSM.
Systems of Michigan on in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, 10:30. That'll be fun. And we're going to be talking to Forrest Wall. After the top of the hour, a little after 11 o'clock.
It is that time, isn't it?
And actually just before then, we'll be giving tickets to his organization's event. So stay tuned for the top of the hour. We'll be giving away tickets to the Know By Home Show.
And anyone that had hopefully caught our article in this Friday's Detroit News Homestyle section, it was a very timely article because, boy, the day it came out, those temperatures dropped. And we mentioned a couple of team partners that we have, both HVAC, heating and cooling contractors. One's Extreme West Side, one's Extreme East Side. And at 12 o'clock, we're going to have the bonus hour featuring the Extreme West Side team partner.
East Side,
which is CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yeah.
It's the bonus hour.
Father and daughter. They're good people. You're going to love hearing them, and you're going to want them as a resource. There isn't anybody out there that doesn't depend on their furnace in the next many months.
You know what?
More so than air conditioning, probably.
I agree. It's funny because I talk to people all the time that live in Arizona or live in Florida or even the Deep South, and you know we call it a prisoner. They're a prisoner of their air conditioning in June, July, August, like we are to our furnace in December, January, and February.
Yeah, keep going with that. November, December, January, February, March.
Oh, I love getting outside in those months, though.
Oh, I do, too. I truly do. But it is interesting, you know, we grew up without air conditioning. We couldn't afford it. Many houses didn't have it when I was a kid. You went down the basement. You slept in the basement where it was cooler, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you opened the windows when it was cool enough and you can survive without air conditioning in most climates around here, the Midwest,
most
areas, but you cannot without a furnace. And it's important that you have somebody like CNC or Sharon's, just like that good plumber, right, on your refrigerator. And it's important that you know them and that they know you.
Yes. And this weekend's or this Friday's article in the Detroit News Homestyle section talks about what you call, Chuck, a lost leader. And I thought that was a fishing term, but I figured out it was a term that when
our business
team,
term.
These two team partners are running what's called clean and check specials. And Chuck and I can't say enough that if you have not had a professional look at your system, your furnace, your heating and cooling system, you want one to in a while. Because
for less than $100.
They are. And they can point out issues that can save you in January now. They really can. I mean, they see a buildup of you haven't changed your filter, or you're getting too much dust in there. They can identify that.
Just routine maintenance on the blower motor.
Yeah.
You know, proper lubrication of that blower motor, and maybe timely replacement of a belt if need be. little stupid, goofy things that can rob you of any heat in the house in January, they can take care of with that cleaning check.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Have you turned your heat on yet?
No, sir.
Come on.
I contemplated it this morning. It's funny you say that, especially I told you my wife wasn't feeling too good. And I thought,
she's married to you.
Well, yeah, she hasn't felt good for several decades. But anyway, having said that, I'm going to leave it up to her. Because
good for you.
You know.
Good for you.
I'm good with it.
You know, we joke all the time about our wives, but bottom line, if our wives want the heat on or they want the AC on, they're going to get it on.
They're getting it on.
We've been married long enough.
They're getting a new unit, and it's going on.
That will never be an issue where we're going to, you know, create conflict over. If they're comfortable, we're comfortable. That's the bottom line.
And we're going to be taking your calls at 888-654-4897. Want to make it clear that you have the show. And also, we want to talk about a myth that's out there that's starting to rear its head in this busy economy. We knew it would. And it's that builders are obligated under state law to an 18-month warranty. And as you backtrack from that into what the real issues potentially are, it can be scary for homeowners if they don't understand their rights.
Are we having that discussion today? I like that
discussion. Well, we should try to do it. If we get enough calls, then maybe we'll just write an article about it and discuss it at a later date.
We'll get enough calls. No, that's a great discussion because I can't tell you, Chuck, how many times I've sat in front of people and they go, oh, I've got 18 months to go after them. No, you don't. When we get back from break, we'll talk to Claire from Waterford along with taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
You and I met a couple of young guys a short while ago that were smart enough to realize there's a huge need for people to dress up, repair, fix their garage concrete floors, their porches, their sidewalks, their basement floors, and they've got a product and they've got a system.
If your concrete floors are ugly, they're chipping up, they got a bunch of cracks in them, Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings can help you out. This next segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to you by Comer and Cross.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside Guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you promptly at 10:30 this morning, we're going to have Dale King from FSM talking to us about foundation systems. That's a great conversation. Dale is always really good. But right now we're taking calls, right?
We are. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's go to the phones and talk to Claire from Waterford. Good morning, Claire. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hello.
Good morning. How can we help
Hello?
You?
Like to find out who would fix gutters without doing the whole job new. Nobody wants to do that job.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have resorted to using handyman services in this economy because, no one's doing the small jobs. And even Handyman Connections, if you've got a pen, we can give you their number. We've got Michigan Handyman. We've got Eric Kovac.
Yeah, okay. I got another one, too, that I've referred a few times that people say they're doing a great job. We haven't actually met this company, but we heard they do good work. You have a pen handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Christian's Gutter.
Uh-huh.
And the phone number is 586-698-2337.
Okay.
And then, Chuck, you said Handyman Connection as well?
Want to get it? Yeah, if you want a second number, Handyman Connections at
734-205-9000. 9000. Okay, thank you so much.
Well, hopefully it'll work out for you. You might get put on a list and have to wait a month, but
I know that. It's like that everywhere. Okay,
it's
guys.
Crazy.
Thank you so much. All righty. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Welcome. That was the best advice you just gave out of all that, because every time I send somebody a referral for a handyman, I say, just get on their list. If you call them up and they say, ma'am, we don't have an opening for 6 months, say, okay, I want on your list.
Thank you. Yeah. Please call me.
Please call me in 5.5 months and let me know when you're going to schedule.
What I will say, and I'll do this when I'm talking to a hospital or a restaurant or, you know, a construction company, if you have an opening prior to that, can you give me a call? Can I count on you giving me a call?
Sure.
When you ask people as though they're going to do you a favor, they generally will comply. People want to be helpful as long as they don't think you're a schmuck.
I'm going to tell you a quick lesson I learned years ago. My mother's boyfriend took me out to a bar in Royal Oak when I was probably 14 or 15 years old. Beautiful woman sitting at the bar, much older than me.
How old were you?
13 or 14 years old. Yeah, I know. I was staring at her, and my mom's boyfriend says, go ask her to dance. I'm like, are you kidding? She's like 20-something. He says to me, the answer is always no unless you ask. And that has stuck with me my entire life.
Great advice.
My boys use it. I told them. If you don't ask, the answer is no.
Not just in bars, right?
No, that goes for anything. That's how I got my wife.
Good point.
You know, and of course, she said no. I went and asked her. She said no.
You asked again.
But that was a great lesson for me back then. It stuck with me my entire life. 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Hildy in Toledo. Good morning. You're on with the guys.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for years, and this is my first time calling.
Welcome.
My question, thanks. We built a garage here in Toledo about 10 years ago, two-story, with the thought of having an apartment on the upstairs. And I don't know, how do you get started with that? I mean, it's just, like, very raw. There's no, you know, walls or floor. So, you know, where do you start?
Well, a couple things. First thing, you would try to figure out what the laws were in your jurisdiction where you're at. And I don't know if I'd necessarily call up the local jurisdiction and say, here's my address, what can I do? But I would call them and pick their brain and ask them what is legal, or go to the internet and find it on your website. Number two, Chuck.
Okay.
I mean, you got to start with the walls. So you got to insulate those walls, right, buddy?
Yeah. But you don't want to insulate anything until all your mechanicals are in place. So
you already have heat up there?
No, nothing.
Okay.
I would talk to a couple of go ahead. I would talk to a couple of good general contractors in your area, because you want one company that can come in and take it from where it is right now to go ahead and move somebody in it.
That would be great. I would like one person instead of, you know, many.
Believe me, you do.
How do you find that person?
Well, in Toledo, I'd probably go through the Home Builders Association, wouldn't you?
100%. Yeah. 100%. Yep. This is whenever we get emails out of our local jurisdiction here, Southeast Michigan, and we get them, probably a third of our emails are from outside of Michigan. We always refer them to their local Home Builders Association, because that's honestly the only one Chuck and I trust outside of this area.
Okay.
So Toledo has
their
own
HBA, do they not? Association.
Yeah. Yep, they've had a strong HBA for a lot of years. We've got a phone number for them if you want.
Please, yes.
It's 419-473-2507.
Okay.
So what you want to do, you want to call them and explain exactly what you did to us and say you're looking for a really good member referral to handle the project for you, or maybe two or three.
You get multiple bids.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm writing all this down. Thank you.
Now here's what's going to happen. You're going to educate yourself by listening to these people. Know what you want before you make those calls. Know what you and your husband or spouse would like to have as an end result.
Mm-hmm.
Know roughly what your budget is ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you actually meet these people, and you might even offer to buy them, you know, breakfast at a location outside of the house. But anyway, listen to them, because they will present ideas and specifications and budget information to you based on their years of experience. And obviously you're trying to benefit from their experience.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
Good luck.
I'll call them tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Please let them know the guy sent you.
Thank you.
All right. You know, that's been a great resource for us because we have, especially Northern Michigan, we have a lot of people from Northern Michigan that listen to us.
Ohio, too, tends to be. We refer Cleveland, Dayton, Toledo, Cincinnati, HBAs. I mean, pretty consistently. Sorry. Wow.
Well, let's do this. When we get back from break, we'll explain more why we trust you. Oh, no, I'm sorry. When we get back from break, we are going to be talking to Dale King.
Yeah, we are.
Who is the Dale King is the inspections manager for Foundation Systems of Michigan. Anywhere in Michigan, you can get this company. We'll get to them when we get back. In the meantime, Chuck, October 22nd, we're going to be somewhere on site.
What for?
Because our good friend Victor is giving away another roof. I love that. He's made a commitment for every 100 roofs he sells, he gives one away for free to a needy family. That's one of the many reasons we love Victor's Roofing.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you to get your pen and paper out today. There's a lot of stuff. We're going to be talking to Forrest Wall after the top of the hour. We're talking to Dale King in just about 30 seconds. And from 12 to 1, we're going to be talking to Jim and Dana from CNC Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning. So, boy,
a lot of really big show.
Plus, whatever you and I talk about in between.
You're right. Hey, you heard Chuck say it on the line with us right now. Is Mr. Dale King, who is the inspections manager for Foundation Systems of Michigan, a company that you can get anywhere in the state of Michigan. If you hear our voice here in the state of Michigan, Foundation Systems of Michigan can come to your place and repair your foundation and basement. Is that not true, Mr. King?
That is absolutely true.
Dale, I got a bone to pick with you. Where have you been? We expect you to call at least a little more often.
You never call, you never write.
Yeah, you don't love us anymore? What? Where you been? Busy?
I have been a little distracted. We have been growing the company, and I apologize. I have left you guys out, but I'm here this morning and been looking forward to it all weekend.
All right, you just made up for it with that little sentence there.
He did what all those women you dated did. He lied to you.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Dale, you are the inspections manager for Foundation Systems of Michigan. Can you tell our listeners what that entails, please?
So I've been in the industry since 2005, and my role is to make sure that our inspectors, when they're out at the home, are following proper procedures to inspect the home, providing the proper solutions, and creating the proper plan that then gets transferred throughout our company through the permitting process into the installation, so that it's a nice, smooth process for the homeowners from start to finish.
So it isn't a one-size-fits-all thing from FSM when someone's got a basement water problem, Dale?
No. We're going to send an inspector out, and we have some inspectors that are a little more specialized in different areas, so we try to set the customer up with the right guy from the beginning with the phone call. One of the biggest things that I have noticed since I have started here is every year we have these, they call them 100-year rain in some part of the state. And over time, what ends up happening is, as these rains happen, we work in different cities and townships all over, and those cities and townships have different requirements once that rain event happens within their city. So it's extremely important that when we pull permits for our customers, that we are following the guidelines with the cities where we take that water. It's extremely important for the homeowner too, because we don't want them to be in violation. So over time, we've just learned that we have to pay very, very close attention to not only what is happening in the home, to what is the city requirements that we have to do to make sure that we are in compliance, and so is the homeowner. And then number three, the problem's solved when we're done with the installation at the house.
Awesome.
Now, Dale, what have you found in the state of Michigan? Because you guys do cover the entire state of Michigan. I know you guys, when you go to do a job, it really matters what the natural earth is. For the most part, the whole state of Michigan on clay?
No. I mean, you get further north and there's areas of sand. Out west, you have sand. And even in pockets of southeast Detroit, there's sand. But there is a high concentration of what they call highly elastic clay that runs from the southeast Erie area all the way up to Port Huron, Southfield, Ann Arbor. It just depends, you know, how the ice glacier settled over thousands of years ago, what you have around your home. But majority of southeast is a lot of clay. You can see pockets of sand, you know, Milford area, South Lyon, depending around some of the lakes, you can find sand up north. Obviously you have your sand dunes on the northwest side, but it's, we use what are called soil survey maps that we can look at online to tell exactly what type of soils that you have around the home. We can look at those before we get there. That way we can understand what we're getting into and the type of products that we need to use so that we're using an engineered solution for your house.
Great answer. But one of the reasons I asked that question is because we know how prevalent clay is here in southeast Michigan and how much pressure when that clay gets wet, that static pressure, it puts on the basement walls here in southeast Michigan. But when Foundation Systems Michigan comes in, you don't have to deal with the outside, do you? You basically can fix us all from the inside. Is that fair to say?
Well, again, it depends on what you're doing. We do a lot of our work will involve working on the exterior. Even if we, for example, if we give an interior waterproofing solution, if that's what the structure calls for, we still have to work outside of the home. As an example, if you're in Ann Arbor, they require, we work with the city storm engineer to take that sump pump water that we collect inside and we have to discharge it. We have to go outside through the yard and tie into a what's called a city storm at the street. And it could be in the middle of the street. It could be in the right of way. But we have to determine where that water is going to go. Even if we're doing an interior solution, we have to take it outside. And that's where we come in with our expertise, with our permit division, who's worked with these cities for many, many years, that we can provide the right solution up front so we know what we're getting into before we get to your house, where we take that water. So again, majority of the work can be done from the inside, but structural work, many times we're bringing excavators out and digging around the outside also.
For the puring stuff. Yeah, you guys do a lot of the helical puring. Can you explain to people what that is as well, please?
So helical puring is due to when the soil in and around the foundation is decomposing over time. So through the expansion and contraction. So if we have extreme weather patterns in Michigan, right? Lots of rain in the spring, dry in the summer, and then we have our winters where the ground can freeze and expand. So through that process, the clay can decompose. Anything that's sitting on top of that soil that is moving or decomposing over time can settle, which would be your typical frost foundations, slabs, additions, crawl spaces. Severe situations, deeper soils, you get into basements that can settle. And a helical pier is what we use to eliminate or stabilize that settlement. And then we also can try to lift the structure once we drive a helical pier. Think of it as like a big screw that you're drilling into the earth. And we've gone, you know, up Harrison Township, I've gone 70 feet before into the ground to hit a load-bearing soil. And once we 70 feet, yeah, you can usually hit somewhere between 20 and 40 feet. But at times, you know, we drill until we hit what's load bearing. And so there's a calculation we use of pressure going into the gearhead in and out that tells us the load bearing capacity of the soil so that we know we're in stable ground to where we can hold the house. And then attempt to try and lift it if that's something that is desired also.
That is just so awesome. Now, a lot of people are afraid to call FSM because they're thinking, oh, my gosh, it's going to cost me so much money. But you guys offer a free expert inspection. And
yeah,
that's huge for people, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you should never be afraid because the one thing you want to keep in mind if your home is settling everything that's built on that foundation is settling with it. So the cheapest time to eliminate the or keep the cost low is to attack it at the beginning so that it doesn't pull on your roof or your windows, your doorways. But there's nobody we can't help. Anybody that I've ever met within our company or our customers, we have so many different financing options if they were to move forward that we're able to help anybody that would want to have that solution fixed for their house.
If they need the help, Foundation Systems of Michigan can help them. And one thing I really like about your company is that we all talk about gutters and how important gutters are for the foundation. You guys obviously agree because you guys made sure that you have potential to help people fix their gutters if their gutters is part of the reason they had a failure in the first place, correct?
Yes. Well, the gutters are dumping the water in and around the backfill of the home. So one of the most important things you can do for your house is maintain your grade and your gutters, because your gutters are taking, an inch of rain could be on a 1,000 square feet. I believe the math is somewhere around 800 gallons of water. So all of that water hitting in one area, you're going to want to make sure that where you're dispersing that roof water isn't going to affect the backfill for the foundation of the home. So we do install gutters. We install larger gutters to contain, steeper roofs with heavy runoff. And then we can also bury those to locations where you're going to move it away from the foundation. So, yep.
Chuck, that's huge. I mean, we always talk about how important that is. And Foundation Systems of Michigan is helping getting that water away from your house.
Yeah, we just think that's so huge. Maybe if you can stick around, we're going to take a break in a little over a minute and a half here. We can talk to things maybe homeowners can do to avoid having to call FSM, and then maybe some things that, that they should be concerned about if they're noticing cracks and bowing and water infiltration. Can we go over a checklist with you maybe, something along those lines?
Sure. You want to do that now, or are we taking a break?
I like that. Well, let's start out with some things homeowners can do, and we'll just continue it after the break.
Well,
wait a minute. Boy.
You have that habit, don't you?
I do.
We encourage people to go to drymish.com, check out Foundation Systems of Michigan. We also encourage you to stick around. We have another segment of Dale King, who is the inspections manager for Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Yeah, we just advised a woman in Ohio to call one contractor she could trust to take care of an entire project for her, and that includes proper planning, design, specification, budgeting, and then build out. That's so important. If you're looking for the same thing in Metro Detroit, you want to talk to Kopke Remodel and Design.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
And Dale King from Foundation Systems of Michigan. Dale, we appreciate you sticking around with us, especially on a Sunday, which is a family day. But we know good companies like FSM are working probably 24/7, aren't they, when they need to?
Yeah, when we try not to work on Sundays, but if we have to, we do what we got to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you will. So Dale, you guys come out and you offer a no-cost inspection. And tell me if you agree with this. In the state of Michigan, especially any basement that's been built, let's say in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, if it hasn't leaked yet, it will.
Yeah.
I know you hate to say yes, but it is true, isn't it?
Well, I mean, there's a possibility for every basement. Again, we're not a fortune teller, but just, what in your home have you not replaced that's brand new from 1950? Any type of window, roofing, siding, there's very few things that you haven't had to replace. So waterproofing is just one of those, the way that it's installed from the beginning is just going to need to be replaced at some point, just like any other maintenance on your home.
You mentioned waterproofing, crawl space encapsulation and waterproofing. How should homeowners look at those two things in particular?
So if you do have a crawl space, you always want to make sure you're conditioning that space properly. And in order to condition the space in the home, you do have to encapsulate it, which would mean, you know, sealing off the ground from any soil gases, moisture, humidity, sealing off the bond, the foundation walls, so that you're treating that space just like you would any other part of the home. And then if there is water down there, then you want to make sure you're waterproofing it, which all of those items we take care of homeowners. So yes, if you have a home with a crawl space, you definitely want to make sure you're keeping water from out the underside of it, and then treating it in such a way that you can condition the space so the air that you breathe upstairs is coming from the base of the home, just like they call it the stack effect, where if you were to open, or not open, but if you were to start a fire in your chimney in your home, first thing you do is you open that flue because it's going to draft the air up and out. Your upstairs of your home is the chimney, so every time doors and windows open, that's the flue drafting the air from the crawl space up. So you want to make sure that you have good conditioned air in there. Otherwise, you could be bringing contaminants into the home upstairs that you're breathing that aren't good. So encapsulating, waterproofing, always recommended in crawl spaces.
Well, and even the basement. Here in the Midwest, people are just used to what's known as the basement smell. You know, you walk downstairs, you smell a little mildew, but you may not see active water. That's unhealthy air. If you're smelling that, there's a good chance you have mold and mildew down there. And that's why they want to get an inspection from Foundation Systems of Michigan, because it's not going to go away on its own, and it's only going to get worse. And I'm sure you've seen that hundreds, if not thousands of times.
No, I mean, all the time, you know, people either talk about their basement, you know, we have an old Michigan basement, or they say, oh, they have the cottage up north, and they open it and they smell these, you know, it's the old cottage smell. Well, that's mustiness. Isn't good. You know, it's not just, you know, it reminds me of your childhood having the cottage, but you should really correct that so that you're not breathing that air that hasn't been conditioned. So there's a lot of things homeowners can do. You know, I believe Chuck mentioned a checklist before we went on break there. There's, you know, you can always go through and make sure you have proper heating and cooling through the house for conditioned air, you running proper air systems, dehumidifiers in the home. On the house, you could start from the roof down, making sure your gutters are cleaned out so that they're taking the proper amount of volume of water, and then your downspouts are extended underground to get that water away from the foundation. Because again, if you're putting all that rainwater in the backfill, your foundation wall is nothing but a sponge. It's porous. So that allows some of that humidity to come in, even if you're not getting the liquid water, as you had mentioned, Ken, but the humidity can still be in the hole that you're sitting in, the basement sitting in that hole in the ground that allows the water and the humidity to come into the basement. Now there's levels that we can take it to that allow you to finish the basement and condition that space and make sure you'd never have an issue of water, if that's what our homeowners want to do. There's things that the homeowner can do on their own that can make it better than it is. Absolutely. But if they want to make sure there's the proper level of humidity, and it's also designed so that you can finish the basement with never having a warranty, then absolutely have us out. We'll show you your options, and whether you want to go that far with it or not, that's totally up to you. But we always recommend proper sealing the walls, controlling the water, and then a proper air system in the home.
Well, you know, sump pumps are a big issue for our listeners, Dale, and Foundation Systems of Michigan has a system they can install for people. You want to talk to that issue?
Yeah, the our sump pumps that we install are, the first thing in Michigan is anytime you have a sump pump in a home, and I go back to this again with the permit process, it's one of the biggest reasons why people use us, is because there's, when you do waterproofing or a sump, you have a building, plumbing, and electrical permit that have to be pulled. And then each city has a certain requirement of where that water goes. So very, very important that you're working with somebody that knows those city compliances so that you're not in violation. Secondly, you want to make sure you have a system in there that's going to work whether you're home or you're not. And so we have developed a three-pump system that has two motors that operate on electricity and then a battery backup system that will last for 14,000 gallons. The other benefits is a sealed lid with helps eliminate, again, humidity, moisture, soil gases from coming into the home, a radon sealed lid, alarm system. There's a Wi-Fi unit, so if you travel, you can monitor the pumps while you're gone if the battery backup is working. It's also perforated so that it allows moisture and groundwater from under the floor to directly come into the pump itself. It's a really state-of-the-art. We're very, very proud of it. We actually, FSM engineered it and designed it, and now we distribute that to over 45 different locations over throughout the country. So we're pretty proud of that.
So, Dale, we went over a lot of stuff here, and there are still a lot of people that have this smell or may have moisture in their basement, and they think to themselves, look, I just can't afford it right now. Real quick, in a couple seconds we have left, how can Foundation System Michigan help those people?
We just have financing. Give us a call, 877-DRY-MICH. Have us out. It's a free inspection, and we'll show you all the options that we have to help help you pay for it.
And there are many financing options for people who need it. Dale King.
Don't be a stranger, Dale.
It was good to talk to you guys. We got a lot of rain coming this week, so.
It was good to hear from you. Please do stay in touch with us and our listeners, okay?
We'll catch up more, Dale. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye. Hey, we want to remind everybody, we got the holidays coming up. You're going to have people coming over to your house. It probably looks terrible from a year of wear and tear. But if you want to make it look beautiful on the outside and the inside, upgrade that kitchen, maybe the stair railings going upstairs.
Oh,
one
I know.
Company,
I
right?
know. I know.
You better not be wrong, Pally.
MacFarlane Painting.
Good job, Ken.
It's the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR with housing information you can trust. Now here's the inside guy, Chuck Bridenstine, and the outside guy, Ken Calverley.
With over 80 years of combined housing experience, the Inside Outside Guys need to be your one-stop shop for any and all of your housing needs, whether you need some help around the house, you're building a whole new house, or you just need some advice. 24/7, theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Well done, my friend. Hey, right now, we're going to spend a couple minutes with Forrest Wall, the CEO of the Southeast Michigan Builders Association. Forrest, how you doing? Been a while.
How you doing, Chuck and Ken? How you guys doing today?
We are blessed. Are you the CEO? Is that what they hung on your...
Are you labeling
them?
That's the
correct title. I just call myself a staff guy, right? I just do a little bit of everything.
Hey, let's get the important.
Let's
stuff
remember
out of
that
way.
For later on,
and let's make sure we tell your parents hello because we know they're listening for us right now, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure my father-in-law, for sure, Phil Chaps, he's out there listening. He is a very loyal listener, as are so many others with you guys because of the great content you have. So appreciate that,
and the great relationship we have with the Southeast Michigan Home Builders Association, and we've had it for years, and it's going to continue for years. But right now, we want to talk about a home show that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. Can you take a second and tell all of our listeners what's going on?
Absolutely. You guys are going to be seeing a lot of me in a couple of weeks here. We are happy to present, it's that time of year again for the Fall Novi Home Show, which is scheduled for October 7th through the 9th at Suburban Collection Showplace. As you guys know, I mean, I like to term it the one-stop destination for all things home improvement. People can come out, really any project that they can think of that they might be wanting to do to their home, there's going to be resources there. We'll have, builders and remodelers if it's a large-scale type project, or we'll have, individuals who can be experts in kitchen and bath or flooring, roofing, siding, really anything you can think of for your home. So we're excited to be presenting that show. One of the great things with this year's show, we have a fantastic partnership, too, with the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association. We're going to showcase six spectacular model homes there, the largest of which is 2,100 square feet. They're fully furnished, so a great place to get ideas. And, of course, you guys are going to be there, too. So that's really exciting for us.
Yeah, God bless you.
We love those homes. They're
I do.
When we went out to Las Vegas years ago, you know, they put up these two, three stories, huge $3,000 houses that they took down a week later. And we're not going to have anything, I think, quite that big, but these are going to be houses inside the Suburban Collection Showplace that people can come walk through them, correct?
Absolutely, yep. They can come walk through. As I said, they're fully furnished, so a great place to get some ideas. And, you know, it's just a wonderful atmosphere for people to come and get advice, right? I mean, that's where with you guys and with the things that we do, I heard you give the plug to the Toledo Home Builders Association earlier. We really appreciate that because our goals align, right? Like we're all here to try and help the public and do what's right by them and help them with their projects. And so that's why this show is so great. And it's going to be fantastic having the Inside Outside Guys WJR stage there, you know, front and center at the show where you guys can actually interact personally with a lot of those listeners. So it's a wonderful place for your listeners to come and get some ideas.
Yeah, and it's a family event, isn't it, Forrest? It's not just for mom and dad.
Absolutely. You know, we try to make it a lot of fun. We want the whole family to come out. You know, we do prize giveaways. We have seminars. Those will be mostly for the adults. But we do encourage the kids to come out. There's just, you know, there's so much to see. And our exhibitors that are there love having those family interactions because that's what it's about, too. So we're really excited to have the whole family come out.
And to go back to what you said a second ago, the Inside Outside Guys and the Home Builders Association are so like-minded. Our main goal is to help homeowners live in their house safe and comfortable. And we're going to have a lot of our team partners there at the Inside Outside Guys surrounding our stays there who are also members of the Home Builders Association. So it's a win-win for everybody. And you mentioned, you know, Chuck, family event. Bring the kids, bring a pillowcase, because for a lot of kids, this is kind of like a pre-Halloween for them because there are candy at almost every station. They collect a lot of candy. So we really want to make sure people bring their children to these events. Definitely fun for everybody.
Yeah, we'll sugar them up, that's for sure. And we, like I said, it's that time of year, right? So we want the kids to enjoy. And it's, you know, kids are free. We know, and children, you know, 12 and under are free to the show. The adult admission, and we consider adults 13 and up, is $10. Senior admission is $9. And, of course, Suburban Showplace does also charge $5 for parking. That's not part of our charge, but they handle that. But we do have some great discounts on the tickets, too, because if you go to our website at novihomeshow.com, you can get your tickets in advance. Nice thing about it is you skip the line, but your listeners also save 30%. You'll see a big starburst on our website there. And they can save 30% of their tickets. So we suggest people get in advance. If you're not sure, also on that website, we've got a $2 off admission coupon that you can just print and bring to the box office. So plenty of ways to access the show. Yep. We want to encourage everybody to come, the family, and have a great time there.
And obviously inflation has not hit the parking lot because it's been $5 ever since we've been going to the show. So
yeah,
we want to encourage
pretty consistent. Yep.
Yeah. We want to encourage everybody to make sure you go to the home show at the Suburban Collection Showplace October 7th, 8th, and 9th. And, Forrest, we're going to have you on again soon. We greatly appreciate everything you do for our listeners, sir.
Hey, we appreciate the partnership, too, guys. Thanks so much.
God bless you, Forrest. Thank you.
Thank you, Forrest. We appreciate it. Hey, when we get back from break, we'll be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS.
And we'll be giving away some tickets to that show.
We will be. Hey, you know what? At the end of this show, we're going to have a bonus hour with CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want to get the best system, after you listen to them, we want you to call Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. Get your vents cleaned and sealed for the best system possible. Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside Guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
888-654-GUYS. Get you... Oh, wait, the guys. Get you us. Hadn't thought of that. No wonder we got that number.
Did
that's
you get much
4897.
Sleep last night, buddy?
Actually, I slept pretty well. Yes. I know. I don't act like it. You and I had talked about this myth that there's an 18-month warranty demanded by the state of Michigan on builders, remodelers, contractors. And we actually have builders and contractors selling that to their homeowner.
Yeah.
Yeah. there's an 18-month warranty. Where's my written warranty? Well, the state holds us to an 18-month warranty, so you don't need anything in writing from me.
You know, there's a term for that, and it's a builder's term, but I think it really works for any trade. It's called a lie.
I wondered where you're going with that. I had a bunch of things go through my head that I can't say on radio, and I'm okay, yep.
Because that a builder that tells you that is lying to you.
Okay? Well, yeah, or they're uninformed.
Well, but they shouldn't be. If they're selling you a $400,000 plus house, they shouldn't be informed on that. Let's clear the air right now. What exactly is there a warranty on a brand new house, Chuck, that the state will give?
No. Or obligate a builder to? No. No, contractors and builders in a lot of states are not obligated by law to any type of warranty. And it's interesting because we're just talking to Forest Wall, Home Builders Association.
Sure.
You and I love the Home Builders Association throughout the country. And they were smart enough decades ago to say, Mr. and Mrs. Builder, step up your professionalism. Get a written warranty, and then they gave us a bunch of criteria, and we were teaching classes on that.
I love it. Yeah.
On that. And they said, sidebar benefit, you can limit your liability by having that written warranty as part of your contract. So it made sense for everybody. But so few people get it.
Well, that was my next question. How many took advantage of it?
Well, you know, the smart ones did.
I agree.
You and I both know that most, if not all, of our team partners have written warranty.
Now, if you get a new house built, there are probably dozens of components in that house that have their individual warranty, which could be your furnace, your hot water heater, your roof shingles, you name
garage
it.
Garage door opener. Geez,
But to get a
sump pump,
a builder to say, I will give my own personal warranty on this is very rare. But the 18-month warranty, let's explain what that is or what people think is an 18-month warranty.
Yeah.
Basically, all that is,
go ahead, I'm sorry,
is you have 18 months to file a complaint on the builder's license or the contractor's license. That's all that is.
Yeah.
And when someone files a complaint against a contractor's license, that doesn't get you anything back.
And that 18-month clock starts to run from sale, completion, or occupancy, whichever occurs last.
Now, as you know, I was on that board for a few years.
Yeah.
So I was
so proud of you back then. I'm not anymore.
Got too political. I don't want to deal with political stuff. It just got too political.
That's why I've never accepted those things because the politics, they'd shoot me,
put
me in jail.
That's actually why I stopped because they were actually putting rules in effect that could make me liable for stuff. I was like, nope, I don't want to do that. So what would happen is they would come in and we'd sit down with the builder, we'd sit down with the homeowner, and we'd go over what the issue is. And not every time did I or we vote in favor of the homeowner. And not every time did we say, okay, we agree with the builder. I did my absolute best.
You felt it was a legitimate.
If I thought it was a legitimate complaint, yeah, we would tell the builder, you know, here's what you have to do or here's the issues. But here's one thing we never did, Chuck, is say, builder, you owe them this much money. You can't. If you want, we had an email just the other day of someone who's actually contractor went out of business halfway through the project.
Filed for bankruptcy.
That's the only way. I don't know about that lady, but if you have an issue with your builder, the only way you're going to get something taken care of is going legal.
Yeah.
To get anything back. To get
satisfaction, you're going to have to. And you and I have a couple of attorneys, about three of them actually, that we generally refer. And none of those guys pay us. We refer them because they know the housing industry and builder license law.
There you go.
And how it applies to the industry. And that is so important. And all three of those guys will tell you we'd rather settle the complaint than go to court. They don't want to go to court. Everybody loses when you go to court.
Home builders do not want to go to court.
No, and a good attorney representing them doesn't.
Right.
Let's settle this. Let's make the homeowner happy. Let's fix the problem and move on.
And what I want to say is if it goes to the state and the state winds up fining the builder,
yeah,
you don't get that money. The state gets that money.
Yeah.
That does not make you whole.
No.
So the only way to do that is – but
the state might make you correct a problem,
yes,
you know, at their – or excuse me, might make the builder correct a problem at their expense. So it might fix the problem. But you're not going to get a windfall of cash.
Nope.
On top of that.
Nope.
Never. Not through the builder's licensing law anyway.
Chuck, but that's why we tell people if you're going to hire a builder one of the best places to look at is the Home Builder Association. Because we have some great, they have some great builders who follow all the rules that are involved in the housing industry and volunteer their time to make sure that the home building industry is top notch here in Southeast.
So does that mean you never have a problem if you hire somebody that's a member?
No, you'll always have a problem. Any job you do, there'll always be problems. But if you hire the most, what you can tell is the most reasonable company.
Most competent company, you're less likely statistically.
Yeah, how many builders do we know that we would hire them tomorrow to build our house?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, because we know that's a problem. We're going to go, hey, Joe, there's a problem here. Okay, let's fix it.
Now, you and I have talked in the past about jeopardy from insurance issues with homeowners. We should also at some point talk about jeopardy if a contractor you hire doesn't pay his or her suppliers. But
let's talk about that. We do have a couple calls, but here's what I want to do. I don't want to take them now. I want to wait till after the break, which is Linda and Ed. So we're going to
interrupt them.
Because we'll have to stop them. But let's talk about that real quick, Chuck, because we do have a couple seconds here left.
Yeah, basically, if you hire Chuck Building Company, and I have a load of lumber from XYZ Lumber Company delivered to your house, you pay me that month, assuming I'm going to pay XYZ Lumber for the lumber because it was part of my contract, but I don't. XYZ Lumber files a claim of lien against your home for payment. You're going to have to either pay XYZ Lumber or they can sell your house at a public auction, and literally you would be homeless at that point. So you want to protect yourself, and that's something maybe you and I talk about, or maybe we've written on it in the past, maybe we write again on it.
Do you remember yesterday when I mentioned that out of all the thousands of homes I sat at, less than 1% of the people asked me for a license or insurance?
Yeah.
And that is because the same reason people don't challenge their builders. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to take a risk of offending them. Here's our advice. At the beginning of the process, you let that home builder know you are going to be that customer. You're going to ask questions and you expect answers. And the one thing you need to worry about more than anything else is them paying their builders.
I look at it like a deductible. What are you willing to absorb if the builder doesn't pay? And if you say to yourself, oh, $1,000, let's just use that, then anything they're buying over $1,000, ask who they buy that from and feel free to talk to those people. And the law gives you the right.
Good point.
Some of our suppliers won't like this, but the good ones don't care. The law gives you the right to make direct payments to XYZ Lumber for the lumber they delivered to your house. And I think the only caveat in the law regarding that is once you start doing that during a single project, you have to keep it up through the entire project, which is okay.
Do you remember quite a few years ago, I brought you a contract from a company that was building a garage for a person I know. And the contract read like this. I'm the builder. I'm going to take this much. Then the foundation people are going to come in. You cut them a check. Then the slab people are going to come in. You cut them a check. Then the guys building the structure are going to come in. You cut them a check. Then the roofers are going to come in. You cut them a check. I hated it. You said it's actually legal.
It's legal. It's like a construction management contract, and we'll have to get into that as time permits later.
I would run from that. But I got to tell you, there's a family in Southeast Michigan that's been in the building industry for years, for decades. The leader of that family is Halim Sheena. His son is Niall Sheena. The whole family works. It's just a wonderful atmosphere when you walk into Window World showroom on, what is that, Haggerty in Commerce Township.
Yeah.
And along with having a pleasant experience working with this company, they're going to give you a lifetime warranty on those windows, even if your grandson throws a baseball through them. And, of course, we're talking about Window World.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Today and every day at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Hey, the rest of the show is yours. We'll be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Ed, we'll get to you in just a second. First was Linda from Grosse Pointe. Good morning, Linda. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Oh, good morning. I know in the summertime you guys say to have the fan run all the time. Instead of having an auto, you put it just on run. I believe it is, or fan, whatever.
The furnace fan, correct, yeah, ma'am?
The furnace fan, yes. So instead of having it on auto, you say to have it on, so it's running all the time. Now, for the winter time, I'm assuming you don't suggest that?
No, I do.
You do?
It's a good idea if you could do it. Ideally, you'd be doing it with a newer motor that can run at a lower RPM, so you're not feeling what feels like cool air coming out of those registers every time you walk by them in the next 6 months.
I can turn my fan up and down.
I know. You have snotty stuff. Ken has all that high price stuff that we recommend everybody buy, but nobody can afford.
I had to borrow the money from you.
Right.
No, it's not a bad idea. Even if you do it one day a week, you know, the idea is to try to completely circulate the air in the home through the filtering system. So even if you don't do it 24/7, it's still a good idea to do.
Okay. And then the other question is, I have a humidifier on my furnace. What percentage do you say to set it at?
Gosh,
that can be hard for some houses to keep a 35 to 40% humidity factor, but that's where we'd like to see it.
Yeah, somewhere.
That's tough.
But if your windows start fogging up, then you need to adjust it.
Boy, I'll tell you, you are so right there. But here's the thing, you know, you think about your house as a cube, right? It's not a circle. It's not a sphere. It's a series of cubes, and it's so hard to what we call de-stratify that air. In other words, make sure that all the air in every room gets pushed through the furnace and through the humidifier and et cetera, et cetera. So you got to be really careful with that. And everybody's going to be a little different, and every humidifier is a little different.
You're right. And let me talk to everybody out there that has a humidifier attached to their furnace. It is so important that you change those filters in that humidifier. If you've ever not done it and pulled one of those things out, that stuff will be blowing through your house. The gunk.
There's stuff science hasn't discovered growing out.
That's a great way to put it, John. And if you don't change that, that's the stuff that's blowing through your house. So it's so important to change that.
Breathe deep. The gathering gloom. Watch people die in every room.
You mentioned the humidity on your windows. That's also another reason why you want to keep that air moving inside of your house, because it doesn't give it a chance to hang onto your window. Now let's talk about another fan, the ceiling fan that Chuck and I. If you have a ceiling fan, it should be on. That's just the bottom line. Now, in this time of year, we like it to run. In the heating time of year, we like it to run clockwise. In the cooling time of year, In the cooling time of year, slow down, Ken, we like it to run clockwise. In the heating time of years, we like it to run counterclockwise. Because that counterclockwise, we actually raise it up and move it around more and distribute it better.
The idea is this time of year, you want to get all the heat that's at the ceiling. You want to force it off the ceiling to move around the rooms and to warm your feet up.
Thank you.
Right. You want it going down is what you really want it to do. Yes.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, if it's proximate to the ceiling, if it's within 2 feet of the ceiling and you turn it on, no matter which way those blades turn,
you're pulling it off the ceiling.
Yeah. It's going to move the air. So rather than get all hung up on what direction should those blades spin, the biggest thing, like Ken said, is to use it. Put it on low and just let it turn.
If you have a ceiling fan, it should be on more than it's off. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. You guys have a good weekend.
God bless you, Linda. You too.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, Ed's got a great subject, one of your favorites. Pizza. How you doing, Ed?
Ooh, I'm about pretty out of good. Coffee and guys? I'm hungry.
Good.
God bless you, Ed. What do you got for me?
I have been trying to get a mason or someone to build a outside fireplace with a pizza oven on top.
Ooh,
last year I put
snotty.
In the foundation and I got over 1,000 brick in my backyard. And just recently, the last contractor made an appointment, never showed up, never called, and that was after a voice tag back and forth for 3 weeks. I'm kind of at loss. I can't find anybody that wants to do that kind of work.
Well, I mean, you need a skilled mason for a pizza oven. It's going to take patience and skill. And We have a number for you, 877-MASONRY.
Okay.
So Brickworks Property Restorations, they have a lot of good masons. When you call them, let them know what you want, because if it's in the middle of your backyard, honestly, that could be a good winter project for some of these companies. They could build a tent around it and heat it and do it in the middle of the wintertime. So
you might get the snow on the ground discount.
You could, yeah. So 877 Masonry is Brickworks Property Restoration. They've got a lot of fantastic masons that they can send your way. So that's who we would call.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Now, wait a minute, Ed. Yeah, hold really. On. You're not getting off that easy. That was free.
Chuck wants a pizza.
Yeah. We want to know when you
when you're
cooking those pizzas.
Pizza.
Ed, God bless you.
That'll be a bargain.
Ed, I built a pizza oven years ago. They're not easy. They're very time-consuming. But once they're done, if you're a pizza fan, you'll love it. You'll absolutely love it. I don't do it anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, I've been trying to get this project done for 2 years, and I just can't get anybody. I've had two people back out.
You will love Brickworks. They are such a good company. We are so thrilled to have them in the fold, as it were.
Yeah, it took a long time to find a good masonry company to help
us out.
Boy,
it did.
Ed, we hope that helps, my friend.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Okay, thank you.
Stay well, Ed.
Thanks, Ed. Hey, real quick, let's see if we can get Greg in by the break. If not, we'll hold him over. Greg from Brighton, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Real quickly, I've got a dormer window. It's about 30 years old. I've had intermittent leaking problems with the water coming into the house. It's a dormer window upstairs, and the water is underneath the window on the floor, the subfloor, behind the or just on the underside of where the drywall is. So I've had guys come out over the last 15 years and fix it. They've put some J channel, and they've run some drip cap underneath the J channel, and they've caulked it up there. But I continue to have these problems. So I wanted to find out if you guys recommended someone who was really good at, you know, diagnosing.
What kind of siding do you have up there? Forgive me.
No, it's vinyl. Yeah. It's vinyl siding.
Cool. That is easy to take off.
Should be.
Carefully. It's easy to take mm-hmm. off to properly fix that window. If you're positive it's coming in around the window, because infrared detection to discover where that water's coming from. But if you're positive, they can take off the siding around the window. They could install mechanical flashings. We don't like depending on caulk for stuff like that.
Well,
go ahead.
Here's Greg. When they repaired it in the past, did they repair it for any amount of time in the past? And what did they do?
Yeah, what they did is they mainly caulked it. They put a new drip cap on it just about a month ago, a month and a half ago, and it's still. And then they caulked around the where the drip cap sort of butts up against the J channel. But so they've caulked it, and then they put some other flashing that butts up to the because it is a dormer, it butts up to the slope of the roof, the shingles. But it's leaking on sort of one side. And it does work for a little while, but if I get driving rains, it always leaks. So that's a problem, obviously.
Well, I want to see them take all, like Chuck said, I want to see them take all the siding around that window off. And then at that point, okay. Including some of the flashings, and really make sure before they put the siding back on. I mean, I would get a video out there with my camera.
Then it's easy. If you know what you're doing, it's easy to install good mechanical flashing around there. That's like, if you know what you're doing.
What do you guys think of the, they're coming out again. They want to do a water test. What do you guys think of a water test? Is that worth doing, or should I just have them take the whole thing down?
We love a water test, and we'll talk about that. If you want to just listen on the radio, we'll give a number out for someone that we trust to do the water test that will give a report when we get back from break.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Thanks. We appreciate it, Greg.
Good.
And Bruce in Sterling Heights, my friend, will be with you after the break.
Oh, good, Bruce. I like that.
Yes.
Speaking of which, I love the next segment sponsor. These great guys, great company, great people, great product.
And they're growing. Grand Rapids, Novi, Tampa, Florida. Hey, if you need your concrete looking beautiful, whether it's your basement floor, your garage, your driveway, you need it, you want to contact someone who's powered by Mr. Codeens, Motor City Floors and Codeens.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
I want to remind everybody that at the top of the hour, we're going to stick around for another hour so we can inform you about a great company that does air conditioning. Now, when we say that, we mean people that condition your air. Furnaces, dehumidification, humidification, cooling, you name it. C&C HVAC, we're going to be talking to basically the owners, Jim and Dana, right?
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. Hey, real quick, I want to go back to the gentleman in
Greg from Brighton.
Greg from Brighton.
Yeah.
I want to give you this phone number, Greg. We have referred advanced infrared leak detection, heck, hundreds of times.
More than that.
We have never gotten anything but thank yous for referring them.
She's got to do a great job.
Lori from Advanced Infrared Leak Detection, 800-310-2567. Now, what they do, for anyone who's listening that has a leak, they'll come in and do what Greg described as the hose test. Anywhere they think that leak may be, they will soak it, then they will shoot it with an infrared camera, and they will be able to tell where that leak is coming from by the colors in that camera. It's very, very interesting stuff.
The camera is critical because sometimes you'll spray a hose against a place that historically leaks, and you still will not have a leak. I've had builders that are so frustrated because a homeowner has a leak, and they go out there and they use the hose and they can't find the leak. The infrared is, it's not infallible, but if somebody knows what they're doing, like Lori does, they're likely to find it and be able to trace that leak back to its source, and then you can actually take steps to cure it.
And you said it, even the builders, I mean, the guys that do this for a living, it's so hard to find some leaks because they can manifest themselves in 50 feet away from where we're actually coming into the house, and it's very common. That's why companies like Advanced Infrared are a phenomenal resource for anyone that has a leak in their house.
Okay? And at a dormer, if you know what you're doing with vinyl siding, you could carefully remove all the vinyl siding on one face of a dormer in 25 minutes.
I agree. With the right tools.
Obviously, like I say, if you know what you're doing. So that is not a big deal. And then mechanically flash it. You shouldn't have to depend on caulks for that.
You're right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I could write a book on that.
But let's go to the phones and talk to our buddy, Bruce in Sterling Heights.
Yeah.
Hey Bruce, you there, my friend?
Yes, I am, guys. Good show. Good talking.
Let me tell you something real quick before we start, because you're calling about a quest for a generator. The guys have just, found a phenomenal new team partner out in your area, Bruce, Lake Point Electric. And we are excited. We'll be introducing them more in a few weeks. And we know how important this is to you, Bruce, and you're going to love this company once you get to know them.
Good. That sounds great. Then they just recalled a cord from Amazon. It was 2 male plugs, so you could plug your generator in.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Everybody be caution. If you bought one of those things, man, it's the most dangerous thing in the world. Number one, it's dangerous to you because you could have a hot end. And it's dangerous to the linemen out there on the line because you could electrocute them plugging that thing in.
It amazes me they even
sell those. That could impose a voltage on the neutral. Even if you have your main disconnect off when you plug it in, that can impose a voltage on your neutral. And that could hurt somebody out there. So be cautious on these. Now, my other thing was I found a great use for solar, guys. You take 2 quarts of water, 6 green tea bags. You put it out in the sun for 5 hours. And then you season it with Absolut when you bring it back in.
That sounds twisted. Oh, wait.
Twisted. That is twisted, right?
I love it. Remember when solar tea was the big thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
that must have been 30, 40 years ago.
We used to race a drag boat in the 80s, and we were down south where on Sunday there was no liquor allowed. And the Michigan crew always had a big thing of sun tea going. And you could go over there, and it was well apportioned.
I bet it was.
God bless you.
Thank you so much for your call, Bruce. We greatly appreciate it. Anytime you want to call, give us a call, please. All right, let's go to the last call of the day, Alan from Harson's Island. Good morning, Alan. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Thank you for a great program. I've got it's an ethical question / legal question. I had a concrete patio in my backyard. I had it raised, and a year and a half, and it came with a 4-year warranty. And after about a year and a half, it fell. So I called up the company. They came out, saw it. They said, "Well, we can't get it, you know, anymore this year. We'll have to wait till next spring." So they came out the following spring, lifted it again. Then the following year, it fell again. And they came out, looked at it, said, "Can't touch it till the, you know, anymore this year. It'll have to be next spring." And I said, "Okay." Come to find out, he told me that the person who raised it the second time was incompetent, and they fired him. Fast forward to this past year, it had fallen last year, and the guy said, "I'm going to bring out a camera and look down your downspout, but you'll have to wait till next year," meaning this year. He came out, looked at it, and he said, "Yeah, you got to take care of this problem, this downspout." I said, "Okay." So I did, and the concrete fell again. So this is, and he won't come back out to take a look at it because the 4 years are up. My cement is cracked, and my pavers next to it are all jumbled up. And I don't know what to do, whether it's worth pursuing legally or what.
Hard to
because
say.
Because I went to the Better Business Bureau.
Go ahead.
I was with the Better Business Bureau, and they just kept forwarding the emails back and forth between us. And they, at the end, said, "Okay, we've done our part. We can't do any more. The contractor refuses to do anything, but the warranty is up."
Alan, we're up against the break. My suggestion is whoever comes out to level it next, that they don't use a cementitious limestone material. They use a foam.
Yeah.
Bring it back up with foam because it seems like something's washing out. Send us an email. We're out of time. We'll give you some resources that can help you out. We want everyone to stick around for the next hour. We're going to be talking to C&C Heating and Air Conditioning with Jim
and Dana.
Dana Hoddle, father and son. We don't have time. We apologize, sir, but we will answer any emails at theinsideoutsideguys.com. We're going to make this next segment going into the break sponsored by our good friends at Basements Plus.